Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, from whose loving Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. You know our hearts and share our sorrows. We are hurt by our parting from those whom we loved. When we are angry at the loss we have sustained, when we long for words of comfort, yet find them hard to hear, turn our grief to truer living, our pain to firmer hope. As we honour those who died and cherish their memory, may we put our faith in your future and inspire us to work for peace. We sum up our prayers in the prayer you taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, so I'm now going to tell the children a story, but we'll let the grown-ups listen in as well. And if you don't mind, I'm not going to come down and talk just there, because I don't like going up and down the steps too much. So, how far back can you remember? Because I was asking the grown-ups what they could remember. And Jenny Milner, hands up Jenny, can remember back till when she was 1.5. Not many of us can do that. And she can remember her daddy cuddling her and his clothes and that his army uniform was very prickly. And she realised that her mummy and grandparents were sad. And afterwards, when she got older, she realised that was because her daddy was going away to fight. And Jenny had a special place under the stairs where she could go and feel safe. And when the bombers were coming, there used to be a special noise, what they called an air raid siren. And people would go into a shelter, or if there wasn't time, they used to hide under the stairs or under the table, because it was a bit safer there if the house collapsed. And here we've got a picture of something which a lot of the older people will remember. Do you know what that is? It's a gas mask, and people used to have to carry it with them all the time in case there were some gases that would hurt them and stop them breathing properly. And if you were a child, they used to put a face on it so it wasn't so frightening. So Jenny had a Mickey Mouse one, and Tony had one with a red nose, I think he said. So that's what used to happen a long time ago. But we still remember it. And if you talk to the older people, they've got lots of interesting stories to tell you about what was life in the period that we talk about as the war. There've been lots of wars since, but when we say the war, that's what we mean. So you're now going to go off and we're going to do some more remembering, and we'll see you later. So we'll now sing the hymn number 95, God is love, let heaven adore him. Have the first Bible reading. It's not essential that we have the 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock, but I am going to try and time it so it's approximately right. So it may be that we do the first Bible reading, then have the 2 minute silence, then have the second Bible reading, or that we do both the Bible readings. So the first Bible reading is John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Love me just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This then is what I command you. Love one another. So I'll now ask Teresa to read the second Bible reading.
This second reading comes from Romans chapter 8. In view of all this, what can we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things? Who will accuse God's chosen people? God himself declares them not guilty. Who then will condemn them? Not Christ Jesus, who died, or rather, who was raised to life, and is at the right side of God, pleading with him for us. Who then can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble do it? Or hardship? Or persecution, or hunger, or poverty, or danger, or death? As the scripture says, for your sake we are in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we have complete victory through him who loved us. For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At sunset and in the morning, we will remember them. We'll now sing the hymn 586, All My Hope on God is Founded. This service is first and foremost about remembrance. We do that as we remember all those who have given their lives for this country in war and in conflict. Some of those we may have known, some of those are distant relatives or names we know from our family. We showed at the beginning of the service some of the names we know who are connected with our church. There will have been others that we don't have details of. We remember all those with gratitude. And Jesus gives us hope that we can entrust to God those who have died. Often the stress is on those who have served in the armed forces. But the Royal British Legion has now extended that to include all civilians killed in the course of wars. And this year, the Legion asks us to remember together, to remember those of what are now many different countries and different faiths who aided Britain in defending its freedoms, values, and way of life. Those who have fought in war know how awful war is. So in addition to remembrance, we also look forward, hoping for a better future, for peace. In his teachings, Jesus made clear that real change must start to take place now in the hearts and minds of his followers. So we therefore use this service to remind ourselves of our part in seeking to bring about the desperate need for change. In addition to the act of remembrance, this remembrance service is a promise that we will do our best to serve Christ by serving others in the cause of peace, by seeking to relieve want and suffering. Now, everybody's reaction to remembrance service is very personal. So what I'm suggesting is that until about 20 past 11, we break into groups. I had hoped to have pieces of paper to hand out to you, but something's gone wrong with that procedure. So you're now going to have to remember carefully the words that I picked up out of when I thought about remembrance, were remembrance, forgiveness, peace, and victory. So we'll do what we usually do. Those who would like to discuss this with others will stay here and discuss them. Those who would like to reflect quietly will go into the committee room. And those who like to be creative, there are materials out in the foyer. So the words were remembrance, forgiveness, peace, and victory. So, off you go, 10 minutes. So we'll now make our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. We give thanks, O Lord, for the privilege of communication we have, for the instant phone calls we can make, for post, for a face-to-face chat, and for electronic means of keeping in touch. You call us to love our neighbours. Guide us, O Lord, to those this day and this week who need encouragement, need a friendly face to pop round, and need to know that someone cares for them. Help us to be your body, your mouth, your hands for those in need. We pray for those who have to make important decisions. May they seek the common good and not give in to factional interests. We pray for justice, peace, and reconciliation in our relationships, in our society, and in our world. We pray for the coming of your kingdom. In the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we'll now continue our worship as we make our offering. It is out of gratitude that we give these gifts of money. May they be used for your service. Amen. And we'll now sum up our worship in the hymn 620, For the Healing of the Nations. Please sit down. And Steve's going to tell us about the poster the children have made.
Right, come and...
Do you want me to hold it?
Come and stand up here. You're the tallest one. Then we can... Whoops.
Shall we hold it up?
Right. We've taken a slightly different angle on Remembrance Sunday. I find it difficult to say that we're remembering something that we never saw. So this morning we've taken it as thank you for keeping us safe.
Thank you.
Lord, be with us in the coming week. And use us for your service. Amen.